Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Ralph Topham with Work-Life Connections, EAP. I'm continuing a previous Wellcast with Pam Brown, the Director of HR's Organizational Effectiveness Team here at Vanderbilt University, and we're picking up the conversation by discussing the changing roles and strategies for people who are promoted to leadership positions. How does their strategic view have to change as a leader as opposed to being part of the team?
Well, you know, now they find themselves in that middle role, which is very stressful.
And what would you define the middle role for me?
They're representing the views of their one-up leader and the organization to the people who report to them. So, especially if they've been promoted from within, they really understand the frontline issues, the day-to-day, hands-on issues of the team. But now, in a leadership role, they're expected to represent more of the strategy, the goals, the alignment that comes from above them. And so they may understand some of the rules or edicts, that sounds a bit strong, but some of the information that's coming from their leader and how that's going to be viewed to the people trying to carry it out on the front line. And so they have a very difficult role of representing those views to the people who report to them in a way, sometimes when they know that those people who report to them may not agree or may not think that's the most effective way to do it. But now they have an awareness or insight, hopefully, that helps them better understand why some of the things are expected of their team members. So it's really important that they're able to convey that in a way that the team can understand.
Following up on that last question, does a leader also have to be a filter to keep some of the emotional debris, if you will, in the lower level from moving up to his supervisor or her supervisor?
Yes. In a way, it works both ways.
Both ways.
So again, they may be having very frank conversations with their one-up leader about things that the team needs to carry out, that they have concerns about. So that new manager, new supervisor may say, you know, you're asking me to do this, but it's going to be tough. But when they get to their team, they have to present it in a positive way. They can't complain, they can't say, they don't understand. They just have to present it in the best possible way. In the same way, when their team members are pushing back against this, I think it's their responsibility to reflect some of the genuine concerns and issues, but also be careful that they still have the back of their team members. You know, we hear that a lot from people on the front lines, sometimes a feeling that their supervisor doesn't have their back. So that the one-up leader comes to the supervisor and complains about someone on the team, and the supervisor immediately goes to that team member and says, why did you behave in this way? Why did you do this? And the team member says, well, wait a minute, why don't you listen to my side of the story? So the manager really has to be, boy, strong, emotionally strong, to then go to the team member and say, hey, you know, I heard this. I heard about this action you took or this activity that you did. Help me understand what happened here so that they can have an accurate reflection and not make the team member feel that they're being not listened to and accused of something without having had a chance to present their side.
Yeah, it's that accusatory. If someone gets accusatory, there's just not going to be a lot of good relationship work done at that moment.
No. And it's tough because the manager feels under stress. If the manager's one-up leader comes to them and says, why didn't this get done? Or this individual on your team behaved badly. This patient was rudely dealt with. This student, you know, was rudely dealt with. Whatever the situation, that manager is going to be stressed, and it's very difficult not to take it out on the person who reports to them. But they have to remember that there's two sides to every story, and approaching those situations more from a perspective of curiosity rather than certainty is going to be helpful.
Oh, that's excellent. I actually have a presentation put together where curiosity is actually the main word.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to me that it's almost a root cause analysis type model in some ways, where we're not trying to blame particular individuals. We're just trying to find out why the holes in the Swiss cheese lined up at that particular moment, whatever happened.
Yes.
And that sounds like a much more humane not only humane, but also productive and effective way to be a new leader.
Yes.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this Wellcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu. That health and wellness is all one word. Thank you again.